This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning division, a edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. And remember, all our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, keeping us free and safe and gearing up big time down here in Florida. Big time down here in Florida for Hurricane Dorina that's headed our way. Now, to all the people working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, smoke mail centers, those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, and a special shout out to Sue. Good morning, and hope you're doing fine over there. Have another cup of coffee. By the way, I take mine with cream and sugar. Okay, here we go. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Now, yesterday, James Comey was kind of nailed to the wall by the IG report with his activities with the FBI.
All right, let's review here for a second, because I want everybody to kind of consider the General Petraeus case. In that particular case, Petraeus gave his black books, which, by the way, were his personal notebooks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, doesn't that sound familiar?
It does.
Comey says these were his personal notes, but he shared his Petraeus shared his personal notebooks with Paula Broadwell. Well, mm-hmm. Paula Broadwell also had security clearance as well. She was essentially his aide, all right? And he was given a 2-year probation and had to pay a $40,000 fine.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he broke the Espionage Act, he leaked information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right. Well, I'm of the notion that if for nothing else, if Attorney General Barr did not want to levy some kind of real consequence on Comey just in this particular situation,
mm-hmm.
because remember, the FBI had to go to his house.
Yep.
They were stunned that they even had this,
mm-hmm.
had these, you know, letters or notes or memos or whatever they
right.
were.
Right, right.
Okay, so why, and then we can go all the way over to the Jesse Smollett thing, you know, because the Chicago Police Department is charging him with the cost of the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So why haven't we at least done that to Comey in this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
In the Petraeus case, a judge actually rendered that consequence to Petraeus.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, here's where we are. Clearly, Comey says that these were his personal memos. Well, I did argue early on that it's kind of like keeping a personal diary. I mean, are personal diaries kind of memorializing things,
mm-hmm.
your own possessions, or does that become government, material?
Right.
Second, I would argue, because they did these on government laptops in a government vehicle,
yeah,
then it's a whole lot closer to being what I would say government material.
Mm-hmm.
So now everybody's holding their bated breath for the real report, because remember he spun, Inspector Gerald Horowitz spun out the report from his original and let the Comey IG report stand on its own.
Right.
So everybody's holding their breath for the second one, or the real one, or the big one, quote unquote, on the FISA warrant.
Correct.
Because Comey signed all four of them.
Mm-hmm.
If you read this in particular Inspector General's report, the one that came out yesterday, I mean, it's got a lot of substance to it, but in some cases, part of it is kind of watered down. It's kind of thin. Other parts, he said, look, this guy broke policy, and if for nothing else, he violated his employment contract.
Okay.
He did leak. He gave this stuff to his lawyer. His lawyer, interestingly enough, however, Comey put him on the payroll,
mm-hmm.
the government payroll. And his lawyer had actually done previous work with the Department of Justice and the Department of Treasury.
Right.
Now, then we have the Durham investigation. Then we have the Lindsey Graham investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, investigate. So I guess we just keep waiting and holding whatever. But in the meantime, Comey's out there on Twitter saying, you know, an apology would be nice. So he's gloating.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, I read the whole thing. You almost have to read it twice to kind of put things back in context again.
Well, when is somebody finally going to pay the piper for all this nonsense?
Well, I've kind of said, and I've made a lot of people mad, I just don't think they will. And I kind of, it kind of rang home yesterday, right? Because
mm-hmm.
he's not being charged with anything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yet Petraeus was. Petraeus got 2 years probation and $40,000.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, that remains to be seen, and we will find out soon with the rest of the report when the Inspector General's information comes out. But we still got Mr. Durham sitting there in the wings, and everybody's going, oh, he's going to nail a bunch of people. Well, who knows?
That's right. I don't hold out hope anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just doesn't seem to be the mood in the DOJ for some reason to do that, is there?
No. Even when we have this stellar new attorney general here, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. He's going to do this, he's going to do that. Well, obviously, whatever that he was going to do and he's going to do, he didn't do.
Somebody told him not to, apparently, or whatever.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the USCCA. Now, we know we live in a world where we're being forced to act in self-defense now becomes a clear and present reality, and nobody should have to go it alone because the last person standing is the first person that law enforcement will be looking at regardless of the circumstances. And if you become a member of the USCCA, you will have the peace of mind knowing that you're protected against any crushing legal fees that'll come along with that. You also get world-class training through the USCCA. And there are all kinds of USCCA-certified firearms instructors around the countryside, too. Now, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com is a website where you can go, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there in the upper right tab. And when you do, the first thing you'll see is a free gun a day giveaway where every day a different gun is given away. You'll be able to sign up for that. Good luck. We want to talk about a winner here on the show, and can't win if you don't sign up. That's number one. And number two, you'll also be given the opportunity to take a look at three different members, levels of membership as a USCCA member. And if you become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff. And that free stuff consists of some great USCCA gear, too. Also, the USCCA magazine called Concealed Carry. It's won awards the last 2 years in a row. And it's really, really informative with discounts in there for everything from boating to fishing to RVing to camping to guns and ammunition, different deals you can get there. So go to my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there, and good luck. We want to announce you as a gun winner. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Now, we got to talk a little bit more about this hurricane, Dorina, because
The maximum sustained winds category 2, 105 miles an hour as of 11 p.m. last night. We'll have an advisory coming up in just about a half an hour. I suspect because the minimum central pressure has dropped. Now, 2 days ago, Denise, when you and I were talking, the central pressure was 1,009 millibars. Today, it's down to 977.
Yep.
Obvious sign is strengthening.
Yeah. A little warmer water. We don't like that. But it is what it is.
And it's slowed down, too. It's slowed down from what it was traveling at, a couple miles an hour, and it looks like it's going to slow down a little bit more. And we're being told that there is a possibility this thing may stall over on the East Coast before it decides to go north or south or west or back out in the ocean or whatever, because nobody really knows what it's going to do yet, do they?
Well, they do some very sophisticated models. I mean, we've got the Klystrons, we've got the radars, we've got people flying through it. So, I mean, they do have their own, hurricanes do have their own minds, but I
yep.
mean, you can make some pretty educated guesses on what's going to happen. Irma, interestingly enough, remember that was supposed to hit on the East Coast and then it changed its mind and came over to the West Coast.
That's right.
So people fled the East Coast and came over to the West Coast.
Drove right into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you better go back.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is what it is. Just like Charlie, people went over to Arcadia and Wachula to think they were going to get away from it, and Charlie went right up US 17, right into Orlando and out through Daytona, and all the people who went over there got caught up in a Category 5 hurricane.
Yeah.
But anyway, the important message for everybody is they need to get prepared. Today is about the last day you'll be able to do it before things start blowing around, right?
Yeah, I mean, the big thing is in some of the lower areas is going to be flooding, because if it stalls, it's just going to keep dumping water.
Yeah,
and then, you know, I would say to be prepared to be without power for some time. So those two things are really where we are.
Yep, and it's time for the canned goods, the Beanie Weenies, and the canned Spam, and that sort of thing. And by the way, if you can buy the MREs at the outdoor stores, survival stores, those aren't that bad, folks. Those aren't that bad. Get a hold of them. The heater meals, that's something else. You buy the little heater pack, plug it in your vehicle, and it warms up, and you get yourself a warm meal if that's what you want to do. The truckers do it all the time, right?
Well, I mean, everybody's got, you know, some kind of a grill they can always fire up, so they lose power.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little tea hibachi that I use for this kind of stuff that I just put out by the pool and just kind of keep throwing
it
a lot.
And we were just joking off air that you may be doing your Monday morning report from the cab of your truck with a cab light on.
I might.
All right. Well, the media is outraged at being held to the same standard as the rest of us because of this MSNBC crap from Lawrence O'Donnell, who, by the way, should have been taken off the airways for all that.
Well, it just boiled down to we have media that are now activists. So, I mean, that's just where we are. The media is not doing real journalism. You know, they all have sources on unnamed sources.
Yep.
They all have sources, and the sources generally don't know anything either. They're just putting out, you know, some kind of thoughts or, you know, some kind of theories, and then the media runs with it. So they've really become activists.
Yep.
Another way to put it.
I call it editorializing the news. And now, the other thing is there are signs of a new U.S.-China trade discussion going on. They're beginning to emerge as the tariffs, first set of tariffs, come into play September the 1st.
Well, it's actually a layered process, and it's got a timeline to it. So, not all tariffs go, you know, the light doesn't go on all at the same time. So, we're going to tariff these products at this rate. We're going to tariff these products at this rate. So, I mean, we got electronics and then we've got toys or we've got clothes or we've got, you know, gadgets and gear and whatever. So not all of them are treated the same.
What's going on in New Mexico with Jeffrey Epstein's property? I think it's 10,000 acres. He leased a bunch of state land that was there, plus he's got that big ranch there in the middle of all that. New Mexico, the attorney general, says that they're looking to retake that land. I don't know what the process is. And, oh, by the way, the state of New York, New York City, dropped all charges against Epstein. I believe it was yesterday because he's dead.
Well, that's the law.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you have to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that wants to lay some kind of claim for some kind of moral righteousness has to go after the estate. So, you know, people are filing lawsuits and putting some kind of a value to it against his estate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the guy, obviously, at this point really cared. He knew he was going to not be with us anymore, so... You know, he's worth 500 and some odd million dollars. And, again, this thing's going to go on for a long time. One, you got to probate it. Then you got to, you know, see what
and it's
all
in
these lawsuits.
It's in a trust, right, overseas, an overseas trust?
No, it's here. Well, his trust is in the Virgin Islands. I mean, it comes out of the Virgin Islands.
Right.
It's going to make it a little teeny more complicated, but... the Virgin Islands, the U.S. territory.
Okay, well, we'll find out soon, and we'll go from there once we figure out what the heck is going on. Now, the other thing, one last little thing here, we got about a minute to discuss this. Alaska, there was a Supreme Court decision made about them, and I never saw anything of it until I saw it yesterday pop up again, because public sector employees no longer are permitted to deduct labor union dues or fees from an employer's paycheck without an employee's affirmative consent. The state's payroll deduction system in Alaska has failed to satisfy constitutional standards, so says the Alaska Attorney General. Alaska is now moving to comply with the Supreme Court on deducting union dues, and there's a whole bunch of refunding coming some members' ways.
I think this comes out of the Supreme Court decision on the Janus case.
Mm-hmm.
So there's obviously some implications. Now, this is in the state of Alaska. This has to do with their payroll deduction system.
Mm-hmm.
It says it doesn't comply with the Supreme Court ruling on mandatory dues. So,
right.
I think some things may be a little bit complicated. But remember the Janus decision, which was over a year ago now, what it's essentially saying is if there is some contest that some of these people that didn't want to be in the union,
mm-hmm.
they were forced to be in it, so some people are asking for the refunds back. And if they don't get them back, they were tax deductible.
All righty, we'll talk to you on the weekend show. Have yourself a great day.
Yes, thanks.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back. We'll take another look at our military and veterans report coming right up. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, across the United States of America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Very important for me to be here. The storm looks like it could be a very, very big one indeed.
President Trump cancels his trip to Poland and opts to stay in Washington, D.C. as Hurricane Dorian heads straight for the U.S. It appears Florida will take a direct hit. The president speaking at a space ceremony in the Rose Garden, he says Vice President Mike Pence will go to Poland in his place over the upcoming Labor Day holiday weekend. Here's the president.
To ensure that all resources of the federal government are focused on the arriving storm, I have decided to send our Vice President Mike Pence to Poland this weekend.
In other news, the Inspector General out with his report about former FBI Director James Comey. It finds he set a dangerous precedent at the FBI and broke rules, but he will not be prosecuted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our next military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy can be found on the internet by going to naa.edu. And if you want to start out in a job that pays you $50,000 to $60,000 a year to begin with, you better listen up to this right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. They are, in fact, going through technical schools, VOTEC or BOCES schools, or whatever you call them in your local area, to learn a trade that in most cases will not pay them
the full 100% of what they get because they're union jobs, and they start out at 80%, which is quite typical for people that are in the building trades and the construction trades and the steel workers and the metal fabricators and the IBEU and all that. They start out at 80% because that's just the way the rules work. So that means you're not going to start out at $50,000 or $60,000 a year. You're going to be making less than that. But how would you like the opportunity to fill that void and wind up making at least $50,000 a year? And you'll have a great career path by going to the National Aviation Academy and becoming an aviation maintenance tech. Now, this job is in high demand all around the world, not just here locally in the United States, but all around the world. Now, if you're lucky enough to land a job with a military contractor overseas or a foreign aircraft company, a foreign passenger airline or freight line, if you will, or a foreign government, you could wind up with a six-figure salary just like that. And yes, I snapped my finger. So check them out to find out more by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. They have campuses in both Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, and another one in Clearwater, Florida. Now ask to take the tour. Give them a call if you'd like at 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. And again, ask to take the tour. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All righty. I told you yesterday that the Army is offering ever larger bonuses to soldiers and certain MOSs, reenlisting its selective retention bonus program to fill critical career fields with the right talent. Now, beginning on September the 9th, according to the MilPER message 19-261, re-up bonuses of up to $80,000 for certain jobs in the Army. Up to $80,000 for certain jobs in the Army. Almost makes people want to go back in again, doesn't it? Now, also, a North Carolina woman has been offered been awarded $3.2 million in a libel and revenge porn lawsuit against her ex-husband and his new girlfriend. These are two Army officers, and this was in North Carolina. They didn't say what base this was involved in, but it was North Carolina. Also, told you yesterday and reaffirmed again today, whether a cook, whether an infantryman, you got to learn how to shoot straight while under duress. And the Army is revamping its small arms training with tougher marksmanship test design to better prepare troops. We had a better clarification from that, and that article is in today's Stars and Stripes if you want to read it. Now, the aircraft carrier USS George Washington is more than halfway through its refueling and complex overhaul. It's set to leave the dry dock at Newport News Shipbuilding next month to begin the next phase of a four-year overhaul. It'll be good to get that back out onto the oceans because we have 11 carriers currently. Not all 11 are out in the waterways. We have a total of 40 ships that can launch aircraft, but those other ones are amphibious assault ships. They're not considered to be full-size aircraft carriers. And the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio now employs more than 30,000 people for the first time in decades. That's a big deal, folks. That's a big deal, and congratulations to them. Now, the U.S. Air Force plans to spend $1 billion in supplemental disaster aid funding on 15 military construction projects at least three bases, according to the list of projects obtained by the Air Force magazine. Part of that is up at Eglin Air Force Base in the peninsula, thanks to Hurricane Irma last year, and Hurricane Michael did that damage up there back-to-back, pretty much. Some of that money will be used for that, and we hope that it works out pretty good. Now, the New Hampshire National Guard came out with a new executive order. that ensures that all former and current members of the New Hampshire National Guard are now guaranteed a job interview with the state for most publicly posted job opportunities for which a member meets the minimum qualifications. And that's a good thing. By the way, have you heard about the multiple mysterious deaths in West Virginia? 10 suspicious deaths at a West Virginia hospital. One of them now is being called a murder. Wow. Sounds like a nurse went rogue up there or something. That's what it kind of sounds like to me. But then again, I'm speculating, and I hate to speculate, but sometimes you're right even if you're if you're not even thinking about it. And, of course, the military, a great place to go to get your benefits, your college training, and pretty much have a job for life because of the fact that when you come out of the military, you've got an MOS. Sometimes you may not know how to use it, but the fact of the matter is you've got training in an area where you can come out and probably find a job very easily because it makes it so much easier for you to be able to do that. And by the way, the military is experimenting right now with some self-driving vehicles. Now, I don't know where they're going to have these self-driving vehicles. Certainly, we'd think it'd be on a military base because is there anybody out there that thinks we're going to see a self-driving vehicle on a battlefield? Come on. Where are they going to go? Where are they going to go? By the way, again, just to let everybody know, Chris Markowski will be coming up here in the next segment, and I am waiting on the next update, the next public advisory from the National Hurricane Center on Hurricane Dorian. It should be out very shortly. And when it comes out, we're going to let you know right away what's going on because we should have a better idea of where this thing is going. Every report, we should have a little better idea of exactly where this thing is going. It looks like, and this is just looking at a map and looking where it's coming, it looks like the center of the cone of uncertainty puts it in Melbourne, Florida, coming into Florida. Now, does it come across the state into the Gulf? Don't know. Does it come partway into the state and go north? Don't know. Does it stay out on the coast and go up the east coast of Florida and up into Georgia and up the east coast as a Category 4? Don't know. Too many uncertainties here this time around. Too many uncertainties. And the military, by the way, has already moved some of their aircraft over on the east side. I was told that Patrick Air Force Base on Merritt Island was, in fact, starting to fly some of their aircraft out of there. Same for the Cape Canaveral facility, the Air Force Base there. And they will also start moving, if they haven't already, some of their ships because they fare better out to sea than sitting in a dock, and that includes the cruise ships. Question is, where are they going to go? New York City? Because if they go south or east, they got to go right into the storm. So who knows what they're going to do. All right. Coming right back, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wayne Allen Root, and Wayne will be back on the program again next week. But this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, if you've got arthritis pain like I do, if you've got back pain like I do, if you've got neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, ankle pain like I do, muscle aches, or just general pain in general, guess what? You can try the 3-week quick start of Relief Factor right away. Now, it worked for me and still works for me 3+ years later, and I'm hoping it'll work for you too if you're suffering with pain. All you got to do to get the 1995 3-week quick start, which will tell you whether or not it'll work for you. That's 3 weeks. Follow the instructions. Do what it says to do. Is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the 3-week quick start plan. If it works for you,
You'll automatically go to automatic monthly shipments. You won't have to do anything. ReliefFactor.com/Captain, ReliefFactor.com/Captain. And all you got to lose, folks, is the pain, and that's the best way I know to do it. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
How are you doing up there in the high and dry parts of Long Island?
Yeah, it's going to be nice this weekend. I'm watching to see what's going to happen down there. I think it's going to be the water issue more than anything else. You know, as well as I do, Matt, you know, a lot of at least the path that it's got right now, you're dealing with a lot of houses that seem to probably be fairly new and might not get the brunt. But obviously, the water damage is what can be really wicked.
Well, they're talking 15 inches of rain in some areas of the southeastern part of the United States, including Florida, because this thing is supposed to take about 12 hours to do whatever it does in Florida, and that 15 inches could very easily become more than that.
Yeah, and it's slow moving, which is bad. And then you end up dealing with sinkholes and other issues that could end up being a problem. And, you know, it's hopefully
got them over here, so we don't need it over here. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully it pops and moves north and gets out of the way and just stays in the Atlantic. Still don't know yet.
Now, there are signs of a new U.S.-China trade discussion emerging. We were kind of given a hint this week a couple times by the president and on Sunday by Steve Mnuchin that they were talking to China. And apparently they've been talking to China just about every day, and there's a possibility they could have some sort of agreement before the 1st of September when the first tariffs go in.
That'd be interesting. I wasn't really expecting much until, you know, October after that, to some degree, because of some of the internal stuff that takes place in China. The markets expect something to be happening because, you know, they seem to be, you know, surging right now. And one of us, the idea that China is not going to retaliate against the additional tariffs that we just put on, they got a lot of issues going on. Just over the past several days, the number one protein in China is what? Pork. Prices have gone up by 18%.
Yeah.
Just over the past few days, and that's bad. The Chinese people are none too happy about that. And these are some of the internal issues that they're dealing with. So that they obviously want to, you know, get these costs down. And despite the fact that you're talking about a dictatorship, you're talking about a quasi communist country. They don't want to see strife amongst the people, and I think the tariffs are working.
Well, they probably are, and you talked about the pork and the pigs. Now, China just had to kill off a large amount of their pigs that they had because of some disease that was running through the pig population. It was a large number they killed off.
Yeah, but again, this is something that if they really wanted to, we could help pick up the slack.
Mm-hmm.
And get those prices down, but because of the trade issues, that hasn't been the case. So, and we'll see moving forward because we've got other supply chains and other companies moving their supply chains, looking to move their supply chain out of China. China doesn't want to have that happen, so I think they're anxious to get something done.
So the headline reads right now about Huawei. It says Huawei under new probe by U.S. prosecutors over new allegations. What are the new allegations?
Huawei under I'm not sure exactly what the
I'm
new
not
allegations
either. That,
are.
That, I'm not either.
They pop up from time to time in regards to their ability to spy and putting various different things in their hardware, which is in certain equipment, which allows back doors for various different, items for people the Chinese government get in and spy on stuff. I don't know what the new allegations are. I don't know if they are surrounding intellectual property theft or spying. I haven't heard yet.
Now, what does Israel and Saudi Arabia have in common?
They're in the Middle East.
Thank you. They are both targets. They are both targets of Iran, and they have been mentioned several times by the Iranian mullahs and whatnot for destruction or attacks and whatnot. Now we're being told that there is an alliance emerging between Saudi Arabia and Israel. They're growing closer in what's called a complex alliance.
Yeah, this is slowly but surely been happening. You also have to understand as well the internal issues in Saudi Arabia in regards to the Wahhabism, which is still taking place, is where they very much teach an anti-Israel bent. And that's difficult to get over a population that's been brainwashed for such a long period of time. Again, obviously, Iran has been an issue. But, you know, again, if I was the Israelis, I'd be very, very careful because the Wahhabism part of Islam and the Saudis, they're a major issue as well.
Why would MSNBC take Donny Deutsch off the air with his politics show when you have Lawrence O'Donnell with the perfect reason they could have had to fire him and he's still around?
Ratings.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I don't care.
O'Donnell's got ratings?
Well, it's obviously probably better than Donny Deutsch's ratings. It's just math, that's all. If Donny Deutsch had good ratings, they would keep him on. They wouldn't care.
Okay.
Matt, they most of their shows is bull excrement most of the time. Mm-hmm. So what difference does it make? It's just ratings.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a lot of pros and cons out there about renting and owning. And a lot of people are going back into the renting field. They may have had a condo. They may have lost a condo. But a lot of people are going back into renting versus owning. It's kind of coming down to, like, I won't say 50-50. That's the wrong term. But more people are looking at renting instead of owning. I wonder why.
Well, it depends on the market. And you take a look at, what prices are within your market, what's affordable. Also, I hope people, when you're smart when you come into buying, you should be looking at almost a 10-year rule, I like to tell people. I know it's not the same for everyone, but you should be looking at a piece of property that you're going to live in for at least 10 years. At least 10 years. It makes it much, much easier to recoup a lot of your interest costs and whatnot moving forward. Oftentimes people make the mistake of believing that homes and buying a home is a great investment. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's an expense is what it is over time. Yeah, you're often able to recoup some of that expense. We got to take into consideration the interest, the taxes, the upkeep and everything that goes along with it. I look at my house as a bill. I'm not planning on making money on it. If I do, I do. I don't, I don't.
Now, we've just had the 5 a.m. Hurricane Dorian advisory come in, and one of the things I was looking at was the intensity of the storm. The maximum sustained winds are still 105 miles an hour. The minimum central pressure went up from 977 at 11 p.m. last night to 979 this morning. Now, that doesn't mean a lot just yet because it's still low, but 2 days ago when you and I were talking, it was 1,009 millibars.
Listen, you take a look. Category 4 is serious. I mean, you're talking winds 130, 140 miles an hour.
Yep.
At that level.
Yep.
And that can do a lot of damage, just picking things up and throwing things around. But I think the water is the stuff that's really, going to be scary for a lot of Florida, because Florida's been preparing with the building codes and the things that they do for a long time. But when you're talking a slow-moving storm that can dump that amount of rain, it'll be difficult for a lot of the infrastructure to handle that.
Well, they're getting very specific now. United States total rainfall 6 to 12 inches, isolated 15 inches or more.
Yeah, that's tough. That's going to be tough, like I said, even for the roads and infrastructure to handle.
All righty. Well, we'll talk to you on Monday morning, and I'll let you know what's going on because we'll be in hurricane mode, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. We'll be watching.
All right, thanks, Chris. Talk to you on Monday. Okay. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. And we will be here Sunday night when the storm comes our way. We'll let you know what's going on, too. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.